But right about now, we have some audio. Here's the guy with the audio.
Well, we have Rangers at the bottom of the hour.
I get it.
And then we're going to do audio now.
I like it. Like and where that, we're all at with this.
That audio we're doing is not listening. So if you were not listening, you might repeat what your partner just said on the air. And I don't know. Is this the Twitter generation? Is this just the way things are now that it's happened? It feels like it happens more often these days than it did in the past. I don't know. I'm just here to present the evidence. You go ahead and analyze the evidence. So let's start with, this was over the break, apparently, Jake and Trey were on the air at the same time together for some reason. Was Trey doing some producing or some board opping or?
AM drive board opping.
Okay.
This occurred at about 5:35 in the morning, probably right after the cartel had just finished a super long ticker.
Jake was telling a great story about he going to a sauna.
Yeah, this is a whole other deal where, yeah, nude spas and saunas is kind of my deal now.
And you loved it, and you were just giving the story, and Trey was not listening. Well, you be the judge and tell me if Trey was listening.
Okay.
And then you're almost just kind of testing yourself to see how long you can stay in there.
What's your typical sit time for one of those?
Probably about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then get up, go outside.
How do you feel immediately after? Do you feel just like refreshed or
feel great?
Okay.
Then you go out, drink a ton of water.
I was going to say you got to hydrate.
Go hit another one. And then they have a cold room that's like 50 degrees.
Oh, wow.
To, you know, I guess slow down your blood flow and
make your balls happy.
New blood.
Yeah. Do they have a cold sauna right next to it so you can get in the cold? I remember my dad's old gym. I would get in the cold, the hot, the cold, the hot.
It's not a sauna, but it's also exactly what I just said.
That was very little time between.
That was awesome.
Sometimes there's 10 seconds, sometimes there's 30.
What that was a classic. He was waiting to offer his comment.
Yes.
Long before he offered it.
So excited, trying to remember, don't forget this, don't forget this.
Right. And he hits the gym now. He wants to let you know.
He saw an opening.
He's familiar.
Saw an opening, went for it.
That was great.
Yeah, that was very, very close. This one, there's a little more time between. So perhaps you want to give Bob a break.
I don't deserve a break. I've had a rough patch here.
But there is probably a good 40 seconds between a comment that I will make and then you pretty much repeating that comment as if you're making it on your own. It's when I was telling you about the fun that I had doing a colonoscopy.
Big day in the Big 12.
And the drugs that they give you to put you out, you can be put out immediately. It's pretty awesome. That's where we'll pick it up. But if they had electrocuted me while I was under, I wouldn't have felt pain, right?
Right.
Why wouldn't they just do that? Give you whatever they gave me yesterday, or Michael Jackson or whatever, and then...
Yeah, but you don't...
Kill me somehow. Chop my head off in front of the masses. You know, like, hang me or do something.
Ticket stock.
Yeah, I mean, if you want your bowl of blood to get me back for whatever horrible thing I'm going to do, I will. You know what I mean? Like, but if you want it humane, there, do that. Because, I mean, I was out in 20 seconds and it was great.
But
and if I had died, I would have never known.
I think that's what the Yelp reviews say for the lethal injection is. I was out in like 5 seconds and it was great.
Yeah, but like Jake said, they give you this other cocktail, which sometimes you're actually like, and you're all convulsing and stuff, and that's no good.
Yeah, it doesn't always work, and I believe somebody tried to sue to find out exactly what the drugs are, and it was ruled that they can keep them safe, or secret. So nobody actually knows what's in it.
So you can't be giving
your
spouse one?
Who get the one that is supposed to kill you, and the other one hasn't worked, and you're freaking out and stuff.
How about this?
Freaking out and stuff.
How about this one, Jake? The colonoscopy shot to put you under, then guillotine.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying.
Yeah, but I just think that if we're gonna do a
you're not listening to
medieval.
Been a bad week on that.
Yeah, you had a
it happened yesterday also.
Yeah.
I offered it's always you fun way with too the, much help.
Then I'm like,
it's always fun with the very
what about
declarative
this.
Aha!
So excited.
Hey guys,
I would like to enter something into the conversation that wasn't previously there.
Aha.
Because I did say chop my head off.
And I'm thinking, you know what? That's hilarious. I'm sorry.
Now, we'll get to the one from yesterday that was referenced there. After we hear another one where it must be Jake. People don't listen to him. Because he's talking about the Ravens and how they have a quarterback, and then they also have a backup, which is similar to their starter, in perhaps in style. And isn't that a cool idea? He's hosting a show with Sean Bass over the break. Sean Bass not listening at all to Jake.
Maybe it'll become more common that you try to marry your backup and their game with your starter, sort of like what the Baltimore Ravens have done with Lamar Jackson and RG3.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes sense. You know, if a quarterback play is better overall, starting at maybe starting in high school, but more specifically college level, and you're running a lot of the same offenses in the NFL than you did at college, then there's no reason that a guy who's picked in the fourth round can't step in and be a capable backup in the NFL, whereas maybe in years past, that was just what you thought of as a flyer, and we'll see what happens with this guy, and kind of all the while knowing that the answer was probably nothing.
Kind of what Baltimore's doing right now with their scheme, which is a little different than a lot of teams with Lamar Jackson running so much. They have a backup who's obviously not at that level, but RG3 could run that type of offense if he had to.
Oh. Do they have a backup that on the same type of offense?
Interesting idea that you've come up with there, Sean.
You got new listeners all the time.
I've never thought of that.
Every 30 seconds, new listeners. If you replay the start of it again, my favorite part is that he offers me some level of affirmation with a mm-hmm.
Right.
And their game with your starter, sort of like what the Baltimore Ravens have done with Lamar Jackson and RG3.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm writing that down right
now.
That's
a very good point that I'll reissue in 35 seconds from
maybe
now.
No one will remember that you made that point.
He's got the Wayne's World.
And, dude, the thing about when you're filling in is you're just trying to keep the car just on the track with leaky
wheels.
Yeah, and you're just like, look, I can't stop this down right now. We have too much
and
at stake.
Maybe
Jake's a part of teammate.
Yeah, maybe Bob and Dan in the first few years of its existence would have handled it the same way, but I don't know.
And now we can't wait till
now it's like
one of our own
that
slips
is absolutely
up.
Going to stop things down.
Sean Bass and Trey get more of your respect. That's what's going on here.
Yeah.
That's sad. And then this one, I heard it on the e-break, so we should replay it here as well. It was the day I was gone, and it's the one I guess you guys were referring to when I was talking about if I get the Michael Jackson drug and then get guillotined, and then Bob said that again. You referred to Bob. You even said I did that yesterday.
Well, this proves the hot hand theory is what this does.
Okay, so it's during Why Today Doesn't Suck, and let's enjoy.
Charo is 79 today.
That is the ticket's own Charo.
Coochie.
How old? 70?
79.
That's a hardline zone. She looked so rough 20 years ago. A lot of makeup on Charo, shockingly.
Remember when she was up here?
We were just talking about that, like just now.
I know, no. In 1998, yes. I know. I wasn't listening. Right.
I wasn't listening.
Like mid-sentence, he was still talking about
that was
Charo.
Interesting.
I love the give up in the end.
He started with a Danny.
I'm like, do I have a chance here? No. Yeah. Let me just,
no, I know. Just no, well I know. Else. No,
guys, I didn't know.
I'm not listening.
I wasn't listening at all.
That is awesome. I wasn't listening.
55 years old today.
I'll just take my 10 yards. Let's just go.
Boy, that was awesome.
No.
I know. I was. Oh, okay. Like, I would love to see just, like, slow down your brain and all the printouts of what exactly
you
were saying to yourself.
It feels like, was it an Indiana Jones movie where he's ready to square up and fight with one guy but doesn't realize there's, like, 10 other guys, and then you see your odds are really bad and you try to dump out at the last minute? That's what it felt like to me. At first, I thought I could win.
Because you're very good arguing.
Thank you, Dan.
You're a person that you can start arguing, and now you've maybe somebody else has a good retort, so now you change your argument.
Sometimes, sometimes you even figure out mid argument what you're arguing about because you like winning so much.
You could beat it again. You know, okay. Well, I didn't expect him to say that to me. Let me change the answer I was, you know, and in your little pauses, I understand what you're doing there. Like, I know. So now your brain is working hard.
Right,
like,
right.
Okay, how can I win? And at the end, you just kind of said, wait.
Surrender. Mm-hmm. Let's just get out of here.
Up here. Sure.
We were just talking about that. Like, just now.
I know. No. In 1998, yes. I know. I wasn't listening right.
That is so funny.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. Mm-hmm. I can do better. Mm-hmm. You know what? This week, I'm going to do better.
Is that a fatwa?
No, it's not. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to rate her, Jake.